Welcome to A Link to Heaven Radio, where you will find the comfort knowing that the other side is but a whisper away, and a whisper away is your link to heaven. Now here is your host, your guide, critically acclaimed, world-renowned psychic medium, Robbie Thomas.
Hello, everyone. I'm your host, Robbie Thomas, and welcome to another show of A Link to Heaven Radio. May your day be filled with the warmth of love from God. May the spirit of all good fill your hearts so you rejoice in the knowing the other side is but a whisper away. I wish each and every one of you the very best this fine day. Happy Easter to all of you. This being a very special occasion, as we talk tonight, I'd like to personally give thanks for everything in my life, and especially to you, the listening audience of this show. I thank you for tuning in each week. I'd like to start out by thanking the many show hosts who have had the crew of Dead Whisper and myself on their programs tonight. It was a pleasure to be on Achieve Radio with May Leilani and her show, Universal Spiritual Connection. She is a true loving soul, and I do admire her for what she does. Thank you, May Leilani. To Kevin Smith's show, what can I say? A real down-to-earth individual who seeks the truth behind everything. A fantastic show you do have, indeed, my friend. I thank you from the bottom of my heart. Bob FM, the crew of this station, which played us, and the shows I have done with them for an entire week, every morning. You are the best. Moose, you're one heck of a guy, and thank you so very much. The X-Zone, Rob McConnell. Yes, indeed. What an individual. I look forward to our show tomorrow night at 11 p.m. Tuesday night at 11 p.m. with the crew, and from me to you, thank you for the opportunity to be on your show and in the past as well. Thank you. And I must thank BBS Radio, Don Newsom, Doug Newsom, you know, fantastic guys right from the heart. They're great. You know, it's people like this that just make things just so worthwhile to bring the realism and spiritualism each and every night to you, the listener. To all my many shows that I have booked that are coming up shortly, I so look forward to speaking with you all. And for the many shows in the past, thank you. We have just completed 3 episodes, folks, that are, let's say, really are too hot for television. I want to talk a little bit about what I've done in the past here, a couple weeks that I was away. The collector's DVD that contains things you won't see or hear on television, for it's just that too hardcore, and the spiritual essence is available at www.deadwhisper.com. Now, I've listened to some of these recordings in the past couple of days here that were from film and EVP, and I tell you, it's amazing. There's one today that was shown to me where I was carrying on a complete conversation with the little boy who had died. We had an individual who was a private investigator from Dead Famous. He was sitting to my left asking questions to the little boy who had passed, and in turn, we were recording this whole session in the one room in the Al Capone place. And the little boy would respond, and I would give the answer. And each time he would respond, it would be, what is your favorite time of year? The little boy would say, Christmas time. And I would say, Christmas time. It was all captured on tape and on film. Things like, did you like school? And the little boy said, no. And I would say, no. Who's your best friend? And he would say, Annie. Annie. And then I'd say, Annie. And then right after I'd say, Annie, you hear a little girl's voice say, Annie. These are just unbelievable, and they're clear, clear as a bell. These are just unbelievable. There's so much more that I love to sit and talk about, but I'm telling you, folks, it's amazing. It truly is amazing. You will hear disembodied voices not only ask for help, but demand in such a way for us to leave that it cannot be repeated on the air. It's amazing. All this is captured on film and EVP. Check it out. I'm serious. Give it a try. Check this out. Also, this came as a surprise to me, and I'm so happy, and Don has been helping me. We put it up on my webpage there. It's been released 3 weeks early, maybe 4 weeks early. It's Signs from Heaven, my second book. They pushed it through. It's amazing. I'm just so thankful. is now available from publishamerica.com and will be available in your very own, you can get your own very own autographed copy from my website at www.robbythomas.net. It'll be available at amazon.com, barnesandnoble.com, and others. Check out your stores near you, and in the up and coming weeks, this should be there. I thank everyone who made this book possible from around the world, as it holds all true humanistic stories within its pages. And on that note, let's start the show. Toll free, folks, 1-888-268-4313. That's the number to call. Give me a call if you want to chat. You know, each and every week, we have a different topic of discussion. And A Link to Heaven Radio, and what I like to say would be a surprise each and every week for everybody. This week we're going to contain the discussion topic of visions. Now I know there's a wide spectrum of visions and people like to know a little bit more about it, so this is what we're going to do. What is a vision and how can I tell the difference? And between what I think is going to happen, is it real and will it happen? A vision is a joining of your spirit in connection with a higher authoritative spirit in which messages come in a picture form or movie form, let's say, either in the front of your eyes or in the dream or also in your mind's eye. Visions of things to happen are much different than a dream, let's say. When one experiences a vision, they actually are put into a position of what is about to happen, yet seeing and feeling this is only part of the equation. You experience, let's say, what is called the realism factor. That's what I like to call it, the realism factor. The trueness of what is going to happen, and this sits deep within your gut, feeling, it attaches itself to your soul. In dreams, we can actually go in and out of a sequence of events and change them or reroute our feelings. This is different. It comes in as a message that cannot be foiled or changed. When one receives a message as such, many factors arising, raising red flags, and when it sticks to you like white and rice, let's say, in which the difference is you're not controlling the outcome as it is played out for you, you are then subjected to a vision. When a dream state, one is more relaxed and knowing of this being a dream or even a nightmare. You're still knowing what is going on. However, when a vision comes, we are at a heightened alert state that our souls are awakened, let's say, and really paying attention to what is going to go on around us. In the dream state, things are at most part somewhat distracted in many ways, and information is discarded for it's the filtering process of inner self, for lack of a better term, does for us. It's where we actually take and filter the difference in the dream. We can filter, go in and out of a dream, and in a vision, it's what's laid out before us. We cannot change that. In a vision state, we are filtering in every aspect of what is around us, and we are very aware. We are very aware when we are even in a dream state of a vision, we are aware of what is going on around us. When we have a vision in our dream state, again, the dream we can control, the vision is laid out for us. Next time you have a vision versus a dream, notice the difference. You awaken from a dream wondering what is going on and how to figure out the message. However, when awakened from a vision state, you already have the tools that determine what the message is, for it's played out for you. And you don't wonder what it was, but rather what and when is something going to happen or take place. Dream states are totally different than that of a visionary state while sleeping. The dream state, we actually act out or role play in many aspects, taking part willingly or controlling the ability of a motion picture within us in a dream state. In a visionary dream state, it is already laid out for us and it is instructions or a diagram, let's say, showing us altering our own feelings inside of us, because we are now stuck to a state of what is being shown to us, and that is a vision. Visions that come in our dreams are sometimes a good way for us to receive messages, for it's not that we cannot receive them in an awakened state, it's the way spirit chooses us to be told this way. People often wonder, why can't I receive my parents or friends or have passed over? And in this case, it's the same as what spirit chooses to show us in this way as well. For it's through spirit we grow. And thus saying that, we are taught in certain aspects how we are to learn and when. The time of choosing to see is not actually up to us. The biggest thing we all forget from time to time is this. We may seem like it's a curse, but it's a gift. Now, visions come in a dream state and also an awakened state. Two things to remember. Toll-free folks, 1-888-268-4313. When we talk about visions and dream state, a dream state is more relaxed. And when you're in your awakened mode, we can also have a vision in a daydream mode or right before us. Some may say, well, I have yet to ever see one in an awakened state, and why is that? Again, it's not the choosing of our time to see, rather, but when the spirit chooses us to see and how we are to see it. Those who seek it sometimes are blind. Now, what I mean by that is, for those who seek, only seek for the wrong intentions, just to satisfy their need. However, when spirit chooses us to develop a better understanding of what is the proper way or right of ours, it's the loving way of spirit moves. Visions are part of spiritualism in every respect. It's a part of each of us, yes. Then again, those who wish it so bad or try to make it theirs are missing the message of gift. In an awakened state, many have had visions of many things, such as something is wrong within the family structure, someone is hurt or about to be hurt. Having a perceived ability to see such events before or while they are happening is one soul turned collectively with another and with the spirit, period. When we become part of visionary, and our souls, we're all interconnected, especially with our family. When we see that and we feel that there's something wrong with our mothers, and we get that gut feeling, that's intuition. When we get in our mind's eye a vision of something that's happening, and let's say we've heard and we've seen on television about twin sisters, twin brothers, and we see this, and this is a good one for Don and Doug, and they could probably validate this too because they're twins. When one has a feeling or a vision within them of something happening to their brother, then they can actually see that, and that's a part of a vision, and they call up and say, is something wrong, because they've just perceived a vision. Is that right, Don? We're going to get Don on the line here. It's a great question. And again, these visions may be fast and abrupt, giving glimpses of what is to happen. Also, they come up with the urgency of feeling that the ability to feel empathetic in that avenue. So again, it's the gut feeling. And when you're feeling something wrong with a family member, we can also envision or have that vision of what's happening to them. And when we speak to them and we say, I just had something wrong. I felt that your hand, you burnt your hand. They say, yes, I just burnt my hand. I know there's a lot of people out there that can relate to this. This is a waking vision. When one has the ability to divulge the information on a rapid scale and then insightfully act on it, it's more than a mere coincidence. Imagine you're in the kitchen again, and this is the most likely going to hit home with many of us now. You're abreast to what is going on around you and your surroundings, and then out of the blue, your mind's eye perceives thought and movement within. You are now becoming aware of something about to happen. You have the sense, not only from your mind's eye, but the gut feeling it involves a family member. Again, going back to the family member, for you just shown this from spirit. You jump on the phone, call up your sister, and again, this was talking about the sister feeling, the brother feeling, and she lives like 100 miles away. You describe what you've just seen and felt. She'll turn and gasp, let's say, saying, "How did you know?" And it's just happened here. You know, the validation of vision from the third eye, from your gut feeling, from your inner self. The soul is connected. This is how it is. Our mind's eye is one useful tool that never shuts off, for it's a part of our soul that feeds us internally, spiritually. Sometimes daydreaming may seem a bit funny to one. However, when we are fully aware of what is going on and in thought, it turns off to an immediate daydream type episode. Don't disregard this as just a tired moment, for you were just, you know, handed an impression of a vision. Toll free, 1-888-268-4313. I want to hear your folks. I want to hear you talk about your visions, what you've had happen in your life. If you've had a vision of someone passing and it comes true, or someone having a baby and it comes true. These are all part of intuitional vision that's given to you from spirit. Let's talk about vision tonight. Yes, you know, the difference between daydreaming and vision, can I really tell this? Well, yes. Yes, you can. Most certainly tell the difference. For when one daydreams, they are at a relaxed state, which involves the meditation mode. And I often speak about the meditation mode and the way people can daydream. It's part of it, or watching television or listening to the radio when it takes you out of the then and now. You know, and this is part of a small meditative state. And then we have our larger meditative state, where we actually do a larger, longer meditation, closing our eyes and concentrating and trying to become one with the universe and everything in it. When one perceives vision through daydreaming, we are put in a place that involves total attention, just like the meditation, but it's a little different. We are therefore given a higher burst of energy to this process, and it becomes draining of sorts, whereas daydreaming, it feels so mellow and relaxed. When we come out of a daydream, we feel like, oh, you know, I felt great, that was good for a 30-second break or a minute break and what have you. We have a higher attunement.
Robbie?
Yes?
We have a caller online.
Oh, okay.
Would you like to start?
Afterwards, I want to ask you a question about the twins and the feelings. That was a great intro. Yes, I want you on the line.
Okay, would you like me to put her on?
Yes, please.
You got it.
Hello, caller?
Yes. Whoa.
Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Hello?
Hello?
Just a minute, hon. We can barely hear you. We're going to try to tune you in.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, hold on. Something's a little strange here. I wonder why it does that.
Am I too close to my computer?
No, it has nothing to do with you. Okay. Speak normally and we'll see if he can hear.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Can you hear each other okay?
Oh, yeah, this is perfect.
Oh, wonderful.
How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
Well?
I'm excited. Happy Easter to you.
Oh, happy Easter to you.
Did you get a lot of chocolate or anything like that?
Not really. I did get a chocolate bunny, but I just had a beautiful dinner with my daughters and their family, so that was my gift.
Oh,
it was wonderful.
Fantastic. That is beautiful. Time spent is the most precious thing.
Oh, it is. Especially with your family. And
definitely. And you know what the second best thing is?
What's the second best thing?
I went and snuck some chocolate from my children.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. You know,
and got an extra one for you.
Well, so, do you like the show tonight?
Yes, and I. It's great talking to you about it because I have visions and I have dreams.
Right.
But my visions are different than my dreams.
Exactly.
And my visions, I'm pretty 99% alert. They're usually when I'm doing meditation or I'm in heavy thought or I'm reading something in a book and the vision just kind of opens up and there's something in the book that has triggered it and I see the whole vision and it's so exciting. But I need a little help and I know you're very good at being a psychic, so I'm really praying that you can fill in a couple blanks for me.
Okay, yes, not a problem. Let's try to do that for you.
Okay.
Now, one question is, I'm not saying that you're lazy, but you don't tend to pick up pen and paper very much to write this stuff down, do you?
You know what I do? I put it on scrap piece of paper or legal paper, and then they get kind of misplaced with all the other stuff.
Yeah,
and so I'm guilty of that.
You know what I want you to do? Is,
what would you like me to do?
I don't know if
I'm
you've heard
notes.
Me speak before about grabbing a journal. And I'm going to talk about this coming up in the show in a little bit. But you know how you write things down on paper? Later, go back and re-enter it into a journal. You date it, you log it, and give it a title. And that
okay.
way, then, it's a good reflective point. And when you have your vision, and if it's a vision of someone having a baby or someone close to you you feel that is going to be pregnant or something like this, mark it down as joy to the world or, you know, give it some title like that, you know, oh, baby, oh, joy. And that way, then, you can actually refer to that, and it's a reflective point. I'll give you an example. When people are in a foreign city or town, the thing they look for is landmarks. That way they can find their way around in a short distance so they can get back to their hotel room if they went out for dinner and things like that. This is the same type of thing. You look for a landmark. You look for a bookmark. So give it a title, and that will have your focal point down on paper, and you're going to have them in order. And it doesn't hurt to write it out a second time because, therefore, then it becomes us. It makes us do that extra little bit of work.
Right.
So is the point that you're having trouble remembering them?
No, it's just that, I'm a retired nurse, and I've, in my visions and my meditations, it's that I'm to go into healing, and but it's, and I've already having the awareness. I mean, the person doesn't even have to be near me or by me or have an appointment. It can just happen over a phone call or just anything. And I was sitting in the doctor's office the other day, and the conversation, next thing I knew, I had an opportunity to do some healing right there in the doctor's office. And then the doctor was a holistic doctor, and it was just so exciting. But I've been told I need to, in my vision, to get out of the city. There's too much confusion and noise and everything.
And, well, you're wondering if you're going to make a move.
I need to make a move. And that's where I'm having, I know that it's like somewhere like maybe in the Sedona, Arizona area, or it could be the northwest corner of Arkansas. I'm in Michigan now. But
you're in Michigan right now?
Yes, and the energy and the stress, and I'm in the city, and there's just noise and confusion and moving and people dying and everything around me. And it's not, well, they've told me, you know, my higher and all my teachers upstairs have told me I need to get out of the city, get at least a mile or two, get out so I have some peace and quiet. And so,
well, you know, Sedona is the, let's say, the psychic capital of the world.
Right.
It's the hub.
And it, correct, and I've been there, and it's kind of a confusing place at times. It needs some healing itself.
Right.
And I understand there's some people there that are, have really made that their priority for them right now.
Well, you're close to... are you close to your retirement?
I am retired. You're very right on.
You know, it's just... I'm feeling like this is what you want to do. You know what you do? You go with your heart. You don't have to explain to yourself and go into this situation of trying to rationalize. You know, you love it there. That is a definite. You have a draw there.
Where?
To Sedona.
Oh, yeah.
You know, my... my feeling is this. You've been there. Why don't you go and take another trip and just see for yourself?
Okay.
And I'm not going to say, okay, yeah, go move. I want to do the right thing here because I'm feeling this psychically and I'm feeling this on a rational level because I know you rationalize a lot.
Right.
Let's do it your way. 50-50 here. Let's go for another trip. I know you want to go there.
I can drive through northwest Arkansas on my way to Sedona.
Right.
And I've never lived in Arkansas, but I've done a lot of my meditation and visions have been there, but it's like 50-50, you know, with both places, and they're both very different places, so to speak.
Right. Now, you got one factor holding you back is you're going to miss the family here in your area.
I'm going to be able to handle that. I have a daughter out in Colorado.
Okay.
And so they're used to me being back and forth. I lived in California and Oregon for about 12 years.
Okay.
And did a lot of healing and classes.
Because I get that push-pull feeling. And I'm getting...
No, my girls do a lot of traveling, so they can come as easily to me as I can go to them. So they've given me freedom.
Okay. Well, you know what? You've already had this in the plans and the making anyways. So why don't you do take that little trip again?
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does make sense.
And then that way there, it gives you that, I just want to say, yeah, you know, it's right, because it is right, but I want you to see the second side of it. I want you to see the rationalization of it when you do go there and go, yes, this is definite. This is what I really want, and I know inside me. So this will give you that chance, that opportunity.
Great. Now, to make this move, that is something that is not in my budget, and yet
right.
I feel like I'm so I need
you want a
to,
timeline?
Yes, I need to visualize a miracle on that end.
Yeah, no, there's no miracle needed. What I'm getting here, and it's really funny because I'm drawing a Christmas tree. I don't even know why. So if Christmas has you on the road going there, this is what I'm drawing, and this is what I'm getting, and it's a definite, because I'm shaking my head. It's around Christmas time. So if you plan on going to Colorado or Arkansas on Christmas time, or this was talked about, this is a good time to check that out.
I usually don't travel when it's snowy or bad weather.
We're going to make an exception.
Because I'm alone, basically, and I'm dead. I don't go over the Rocky Mountains in the winter time.
Right.
I was thinking about going, you know, in the next month or two.
Yeah, but this is what I'm getting. It's right around Christmas time. So there's going to be plans coming in for you around Christmas time to go that way. This would be a perfect opportunity for you to do that.
Okay. All right. That sounds great.
Yeah, and it's also, I'm getting, you know, don't worry about it, Mom. You know, we're going to go. We're here. You know, come here. We're going to help you. So, you know, this is what I'm getting. So this this is what I'm getting, and it's around Christmas time.
Okay.
I just hope I didn't spoil a Christmas present. But that's what I'm getting
good.
For you.
Now, who do you channel, somebody, or is it just such a strong awareness or knowingness?
I can hardly hear you. Can you speak up?
I said, when you give your messages or your awareness or answer my questions, how does that come to you? Is it one of the archangels, or is it just a higher power that you tune into?
My guides help me out when I answer things.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay.
When it comes in very insightful. And this way, it's narrowed down to a particular date or time or feeling of
mm-hmm.
the individual themselves, and that's how it comes in.
Good. That sounds...
And I just know that, you know, you get into Reiki, and healing.
Right.
You know, you do have an abundance of energy around you. And it's so warm. The fact that you can do more than Reiki. And have you touched tarot cards?
I have never chosen to go there.
Right. You don't have the appeal for them?
No, I don't.
Good. Stay true. And I'm
not
saying
that. I just feel the energy of God the Creator and all the angels.
Good.
And I keep it real simple and just go straight upstairs.
Good. Good stuff.
And,
I'm not saying this to our listeners that are listening to the show, but
I know
myself,
a lot of people do, but that has not.
That's right.
Not been anything that I just needed. Like I just needed to go to where the source was.
That's right.
And that was my truth, and that was my energy, and that was the visions that they gave me, and it was. And I'm wide awake when they tell me, you know. I don't dream anymore. It's like I get it with my eyes open and there's no doubt, you know. But it was just needed a little feeling of confirmation of, because it means a move and packing up and I am retired, so that means I'm a senior. So this just isn't the easiest thing to do, but I'm excited about it.
That's right. That's why I'm asking you to take
help.
That route, because knowing that you were retired and knowing
right.
that you're a very rational individual, go take that trip and go, and this will give you the second chance to give you that foundation you need to say yes or no.
Great. Great. Well, that sounds wonderful. And
there
I just know
go.
That the energy and the finances and what I need will be there.
Definitely. Right. Definitely.
Well, thank you so much, and God bless you. And
God bless you, and you
have
a wonderful, wonderful Easter.
Thank you.
Have a good day now.
Have a wonderful hour sharing with the people and the souls tonight.
Thank you. You have a wonderful, wonderful evening. Well, folks, Dawn, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. I just want to go back for our listeners, just back for a moment here about the vision of twins and how they feel. You know, I gave the example of one being 100 miles away, or one can be even a couple blocks away. Now, have you and Doug experienced that yourselves?
All right, sorry, I was fiddling with the...
Have you and Doug experienced a vision of one either having trouble or turmoil or becoming in a situation where, you know, they're hurt?
Yes. Yes. When we were young, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, one boy would know the other boy was in trouble and alarmed and did, oh, sure, there was a psychic connection there that was strong.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. You know, and this is just one way of perceiving, one way of having a vision of the inner self and connectedness. Yeah, that's what I was trying to get, the point I was getting across about close family members and the way they can have it in the dream state or the daydream state or just the straight out vision. They can actually just poof, there it is. I got that gut feeling and I'm going to go and I'm going to call them. And that's happened, and you know, there's many cases that have been remotely bookmarked this way. And, you know, you just admitted it yourself, which is a fantastic thing. It just shows people that it does happen.
Well, it does, of course. In fact, you have another caller here. Do you want me to put them on, or do you you want to talk to me? You have a choice.
You have a choice. And mine's going to make the right choice here. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, can you put them through, and then we'll talk?
Sure.
Fantastic.
You got it.
Thank you, Don.
Hello?
Hello, caller?
Yeah, is this the Mr. Rowdy Thomas Show?
Yes, it is.
Love your show.
Oh, thank you. Who's this?
This is Michael.
Michael, how are you?
Tired, but good.
Yeah, can we... Oh, my gosh, thanks for calling me, buddy. Hey.
Oh, my pleasure.
Let's just tell the folks who you are. Go ahead. I don't even have to tell it. You tell them.
I'll tell them. I can do that.
Okay. Just speak up a little bit. Yeah, just speak up a little bit.
Yeah, can you hear me a little better now? We're having a bad storm here.
Yeah, you go ahead.
I'm a EVP researcher for a group called Dead Whispers, which Robbie is the psychic for, an incredible group that has produced a great DVD and continuing to light up research and some pretty spooky places.
I was just mentioning to him about how just not too long ago before the show we went over a couple of things. It was just amazing.
Yeah, it is. It's jaw-dropping, rather amazing.
Some of the
things we've come up with, especially the confirmations on some of the things that you were doing is absolutely incredible. In fact, the more and more I think about it, the more and more I think a real good focus would be to move along with your reading of sorts and the EVP to back it up. Just an absolute phenomenal combination.
It was wild just to hear that. You know, I knew it took place, but when it's different when you're involved in it, but then when you take yourself out of the picture, and then when you're playing me these things over the phone and sending me these files throughout the days, and then to sit there, I get goosebumps.
Yeah, I did. And in fact, actually, one of the last files that I went through was 3.5 gigabytes of fun. It's very intense work, and it's very time-consuming. But actually, the very last file that I went through, a 45-minute file, I just literally sat there with my jaw open and pulling away from the headphones quite a few times, the confirmations of what you were reading and what you were getting was just phenomenal.
It's amazing because to hear it back, and I'm going, wow, you know, play that again. And when you play it again, I'm going, holy crap, play it again. You know, you just can't believe it because you were there and you were involved in it, but everything happened so fast in that time and space. It's even yourself, we get into a different type of feeling or mode. And when we're there, it's totally different. It's like we shut ourselves off and we become what it is in that space and time. But then now we're reviewing everything and you're showing me and I'm getting things from you and from Ron and from whoever. And we're listening to this stuff, and it's just blowing me away. I can't believe some of this stuff.
Yeah, after the sleep deprivation wears off from actual the work
yeah,
involved.
Yeah, no kidding.
It was
4 o'clock
sleep.
In the morning.
Yeah.
yeah, you're putting some heavy hours in there. It's amazing.
And when you're focusing for that amount of time, you do get into a different mentality. You get very serious and very concentrated. Effort in what you're doing and then doing a good job at it. And when you go back and you put the pieces together, it's like an unassembled puzzle. And when you start putting the pieces together and finding some of the answers that you find, there's no words to describe the satisfaction in it.
Yeah, I can imagine because, I'm getting the satisfaction when you send it to me and I go, it's amazing. You know, it's just amazing. I don't know what to describe it. You know, people have heard different types of recordings before, but this is just amazing. But you know, it was a slice. You know, working with you, you're amazing, man. And everything that we caught is out of this world. So, how's your day going?
Well, I'm just settling down to start cleaning some of them. A lot of them are still in raw form, and I need to do a little work on them. To clarify them just a little bit. But most of the Class A's don't need much work, just literally, working with you is phenomenal. The EVP confirmation we're getting off of this is something I've never really come across. I would say out of some pretty freaky things, I've experienced some very, very freaky things, but this is probably up in the top five.
Amazing.
I've never really had a very strong opinion either way about psychics, but Robbie, you're changing my views. I'm starting to see it in a whole different light.
Good.
I'm more scientific based and more science based, and the scientific confirmations on your psychic ability is truly phenomenal, and it would sway about anyone. I couldn't imagine the proof being there in hard evidence, how it couldn't.
Well, I think that goes for, you know, what I was saying, like everybody once in a while just needs, you know, that little confirmation, be it anything in life, really. And then when they do get it, they go, wow, then they have to reevaluate their way of thinking. I'm not, you know, making fun or mocking the scientific realm of which you do, because I find that fascinating too. You know, and I'm going to tell you the truth. Go back a little while ago, a couple years, I used to think, you know, the scientific realm is trying to put themselves a step ahead of the spiritual realm. And this doesn't make sense. Why don't we work hand in hand? And it just, you know, then that movie came out, What the Bleep, and quantum physics and the whole nine yards. And it just shows that everybody's trying to now focus on the one, not two, but in one, to get the reality check of everything. And so now I look at it your way, and I'm kind of myself thinking, wow, you know, that's very intriguing the way you do it, and I think it's fascinating, really. But I'm glad you swayed a bit, and hey, if it was me or anything, then just fantastic. Cause it was,
yeah, I would definitely agree with you. You know, when you realize that science evolved to explain the world that we live in, and then sort of got ahead of itself and actually started to try and define the world we live in, I think we lost a lot. I think working the way we're working is remarrying an original concept that we lost somewhere along the way.
Right. And that brings me to a point, again, and now from what you said, going into a vision. If we didn't have vision in a certain way, we would be all stepping backwards. We have to have that envisionment to move forward, and the marriage of science and psychic have to go hand in hand.
I think this project is probably one of the first fully consorted efforts that has come about in recent times to actually do, in essence, what we're doing. I don't think I've seen anything quite like it, and I definitely haven't seen the results like I'm getting.
Well, you know what I want to do in the upcoming week here? I'm going to get Don to play some of the recordings we have on my show. Just put, like, you know, I don't know, three or four of them up there, and let people just listen to them. And, hey, you know, it gives me chills. Let them have chills. Let them get freaked out. It's really wild. To all the listeners out there, yeah, you know, that's what I'm going to do for you guys. Got lost in the conversation. I forgot we were talking on the radio. But it'll be fantastic for them, because then it'll give them a little sense of, wow, you know, listen to that. And they're saying, you know, please help me, please. You know, it's clear as a bell. You know, that's
it's definitely something for the listeners to look forward to.
Definitely. You know, it was a fantastic project, and I can't wait to go down in May to to do the other two shoots. It's going to be pretty cool. I really can't. Hey, listen, while you're on the phone, go ahead, give us the link.
You can find us at www.deadwhispers.com. That's actually deadwhisper.com.
Yes,
and again, it's www.deadwhisper.com.
Yeah, and hey, tell us about your site you got going.
Oh, yeah, actually I've got a site. It's not quite released yet. It's on a famous haunting, the Sally House in Atchison, Kansas. Sightings had done some incredible work in 94 and 95 on it. There was a couple that lived in the house that had experienced some absolutely phenomenal things. And you can actually get on there pre-release before them. One of the previous residents of the house is actually a partner of mine on the site and a great group out of Kansas called Kansas Paranormal. And you can go to www.sallyhouse.com/goblins.html. That's a mouthful. I'll do it one more time. www.sallyhouse, that's with an I-E, S-A-L-L-I-E, house.com/goblins.html. And you can sign up for the forum and dig around. There's a ton of evidence and a ton of write-up on the research and stuff that's been conducted and will continue to be conducted. And hopefully in the future here by Dead Whispers, right, bro?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. I can't wait. It's going to be something. It's going to be something. You know, I want to get your evaluation on vision, daydreaming, and your dreams. Now, obviously, you've had many visions. We all do have them. Give us an example of one of your visions you've ever had.
I'm sorry. Visions of the future, or
anything like a happening that was coming up, and then you know it really stunned you, and it did happen within the family or friends, or.
I think, in a real sense, little intuitive visions happen all the time to us, and I think in a daily sort of way, I get them every once in a while. I think one of the things that I've found, and I've been trying to correct, especially since I met you, is that I don't think people pay as much attention to these visions as they used to, or can get caught up in their daily life, or what have you, and don't pay attention to them and miss them.
Do you think they take things for granted?
Yeah, I would call it maybe taking it for granted or just missing it. It's sometimes not seeing the forest for the trees.
Right, right. Now, you being a scientist, and you just speaking of having vision, does that make you actually try to equate what's going on? Or you sit there and start to think, you know, I got to ponder this a little bit more because I just can't handle, you know, swinging it over to the intuitive side. Has that ever happened to you?
Yeah, it's a natural response. It's a tough marriage. It's not going to be an easy marriage, but you've got to kind of look and I try and look at it holistically. I try and look at it in an ever revealing science of God kind of way.
Right.
That science really wasn't here to describe our physical world. It was to understand our world. In both a physical and spiritual sense.
Right.
You can't dream the dream without our Da Vinci's, without our Edison's, without some of these completely visionary scientists who had the marriage under control, who had the ability to marry vision and pure science together. You can't have the leaps that we experience.
You're getting me thinking. I'm turning into a scientist. That's
one
not
day,
good.
One day you'll be a hard science, Robbie.
No, wait a minute. I could be the science project, period.
Yeah. I was concerned that actually, Robbie, I meant to talk to you about that.
Yeah, I know it does.
I get you to run on the wheel. You could be the lab rat.
Yeah. Yeah, put him in the corner. Let him sit there for a bit. So, now, we know we all have the daydream and the daydream factor of our visions. Have you ever, now I was going to get to this point later on in here, but I might as well bring it out now. When you're sleeping and you're dreaming, do you ever sit up and consciously open your eyes and you're still envisioning what's going on, but, or, you know, even laying in bed and you're envisioning what's going on and you play it out, play by play, until it's done for you? You can't alter it. You can't change it because it's already being laid before you. Has that ever happened to you?
Yeah, it's, everyone talks about, and you hear a lot of people talk about, as you're drifting off to sleep, that sort of twilight is when you're most psychically in tune.
That's right.
I think we also have a twilight when we awake, and usually on the weekends when you don't have the alarm shocking you into the world of reality, I think that, when you get a chance to sleep in and wake up a little more, actually you experience that twilight a little sharper as you wake up.
Sleep in, what's that?
Anything past 6 o'clock.
We got kids. What are you talking about? You're telling fibs. But you know, yeah, that's a good one. You know, when you're just drifting off to sleep, because a lot of people out here, our listeners, can listen to this, and they're going to relate to it. Everybody's going to say, yes, you're right. When we drift off to that sleep mode, we're still aware of everybody in the home, what's going on in the home. We can actually just open our eyes and still communicate and go right back to the drift off into sleep. That is a very intuitive state, right in that, I don't know, call it the limbo zone. But that's where, you know, you can really still know what's going on in the home. A lot of visions do come in that area. But what does come in deep, deep realm sleep? And when you can actually come out of a realm sleep, sit there and still envision, That is very special. Has that ever happened to you?
A few times, I can say it's happened. Unfortunately, I think they weren't very positive visions.
Planes going down, things like that.
I think the most recent one I can remember coming out of a deep REM was being laid out on a table, completely opened up, surgically.
Bearing your soul.
Yeah, I might equate that to that, because I was really completely cut open, and I was looking
again
into myself.
There's that scientific word, equate.
Yeah.
Yes, you're such a
Yeah. Well, you know, you were describing how when we go into that twilight of sleep, that we're still very aware of our very real surroundings, of our home, our family, of the trials and tribulations of the day, and yet we're also stepping into a more psychic world. Kind of reminding me of this project here, you know, working with the EVP and working with
right.
the psychic.
Right. Yeah, that's a good good analogy to put that, you know, that way. Listen. Go ahead, give us your website again, Sally House.
www.sallyhouse, SallyHouse.com /goblins, GOBLINS .html.
Like the Goobly Gobs.
Like the Goobly Goblins.
Right.
Yeah, the webmaster used it. I'm not sure why. I think he's suspect.
Well, listen, Michael, thank you very much for giving me a call. It was a pleasure talking with you tonight. Thank you so very much.
Thanks, and I enjoy your show, and I sincerely enjoy working with you. And you're an incredible man to have met and enrich my world. So.
Well, thank you. You did the same for me. You really opened my eyes on the scientific thing, because I'm going to tell you the truth. You know, being honest here, I really don't go for science, but, man, I'm telling you, it changed me. It really did. Maybe that's good on both hands. You know, going back and forth like that. But, you know, hey, we all have to learn sometime in this life.
Yeah, if learning was easy, everybody would want to do it all the time, right?
That's right. That's right. We'd all walk around like scientists.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'd all try to equate everything. I'm just poking fun at you.
You know what? It's funny because as a scientist, I'm always drawing patterns in things and looking for patterns. And that's pretty much what I do, is I look for patterns.
Right.
And I'm fighting to find patterns, and you're opening up and letting patterns come to you. And in many ways, I wish we could be more like that as a scientist.
Yeah, that would be something else to have something like that, wouldn't it? It would be like a whole new spectrum for you, wouldn't it?
Yeah, so maybe in lieu of that, I could get you to be more scientific, Robbie, and...
Yeah.
There we go, right back.
Yeah, well, you already know I'm computer illiterate.
Do you still remember how to turn it on? I gave you those instructions?
Yeah, send me a manual on how to turn a computer on. Well, listen, thank you so very much for calling me. You know,
Thanks, Robbie.
It was a slice. And again, you are one heck of a scientist, and I was just happy to be able to work with you. And we're going to do some more work coming up here very shortly.
I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, me too. Me too. So pack a long lunch. We got a lot of hours.
Really? Okay.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.
God bless. Well, what a surprise. Yeah. Could talk and talk and talk forever. And that was just fantastic. The two different realms, scientific and psychic. And together we become psychotic. No, is that it? No, that's just a joke. Yeah, very lovely man. He does know his stuff, and believe me, I learned a lot. Well, folks, coming up here in the next half, I'm going to take your calls, and I'm going to talk to you a little bit more about visions and dreaming and daydreaming states. It's going to be fantastic. Remember the phone number, 1-888-268-4313. Give me a call. I'm going to take a fast little 5-minute break here. I hope you're enjoying the show. It had a lot of different factors on it, and especially that last conversation, that was just really something else. We'll talk to you in a few more minutes. God bless everybody. We'll see you in 5. Hello, and welcome back to A Link to Heaven Radio. That's toll-free, 1-888-268-4313. Grab that number, folks. Give me a call. Let's talk about your visions. Let's talk about dreams. Let's talk about what you want me to tell you. Give me a call. I'm going to rehash a little bit of what we spoke about here tonight. And, you know, maybe for some of the listeners that haven't tuned in till now. The question is visions, dream state, and visions, and awakened vision. Some may say, well, I have yet to ever see one in an awakened state. Why is that? That was one of the questions I prompted earlier. Again, it's not the choosing, and I have to say this to everybody, it's not the choosing of our time to see. Rather, it's when Spirit chooses us to see. Now, people might say, well, that's not right. I don't feel that, you know, I should be able to do this on my own. And I've ran across a lot of people that think that they are the means of the travel of Spirit, but actually it's the opposite.
Robbie?
It's the means of Spirit coming through.
Robbie?
Yes.
We have a caller.
Oh, fantastic.
I'll put him on.
Okay, great. Thank you. Hello, caller. Hello, caller.
Yes, Robbie.
Yes, hi. How are you?
Hey, how are you? It's Jim from Brockton.
Hey, Jimmy. How are you?
Good, buddy. Good.
Good, good. Yeah, you know what? Speak up a little bit if you can.
Okay, how's that?
Oh, that's fantastic. That's great.
Fantastic.
Tell me. How's your night going?
Going awesome, man, but just a word of warning. If you're going to have Mike Esposito come on again, and he gives out that Sally House link, you might want to let us sensitives know that there are EVPs on the page entry. That was quite startling when I opened up that page and got my little visit from that apparition.
You enjoyed that, in other words.
Oh, most definitely. Unfortunately, I think Angela's probably going to have to be scraped off the ceiling.
Oh, that's funny.
But I just wanted to call and tell everybody, you know, and mention to you what a great job I think you're doing, and how I hope for the continued success of Dead Whisper. Good to hear that you guys have another shoot coming up. And I'm definitely looking forward to the DVD, man. Oh, thank you. I think he's just an amazing individual, and you provide an amazing service. So I just wanted to say thank you for all of your listeners out there.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah. Hey, don't hang up on me. I'm going to quiz you here.
Okay.
All right. Now, you know what I'm talking about here. Dreams, vision in awake state, daydream state, and in your REM state. I want an example from you when you're in a deep REM state, and because we've all had visions. You know, like myself, of planes going down and whatever and such. Give me an example of a vision from you.
Probably the most recent one connects to a case that's prevalent in the news right now. I can't really say it was more of a waking vision type thing than it was through any type of REM sleep or anything like that. It was not there 1 minute and there the next. I was watching the news one night, and the thing with the Holloway case came on.
Right.
And I just got this very vivid sensation of this tall tower. And it didn't make the connection right away what it was. And I got a tower, and I got what looked like a dugout on a baseball diamond to me. And as I've researched it further, it turns out that what I was actually seeing was the lighthouse where they held the vigil for her, and they've been searching around. And the closest thing I found to what I saw that looked like the dugout was one of the fishermen's huts.
Oh, that's amazing.
And, you know, it's funny because after I realized what it was that I had seen, they resumed the search for Natalie in that area. And I haven't heard anything more about that. But
oh, you know, they made an arrest today.
Yeah, that's what I had heard. They haven't released the name yet, but they released the initials. Curious to see what led to that.
Yeah, yeah. You know what I feel, honestly, from that? Somebody withholding evidence or conjuring up evidence, and therefore this individual has been arrested for this. They're holding him as a suspect. That's how I feel.
Yeah.
I'm
still feeling the three that they initially arrested have no more than they're telling.
Mm-hmm.
I still feel that strongly.
Yeah.
And it's funny because the one person that I feel the most strongly about is the one that most of them haven't talked about, and that's one of the Calpo brothers there, Satish.
Okay.
I think he knows a lot more than what he's bringing forward. And I hate to say it, but I think Vandersloot's the fall guy.
Oh, really? You think the opposite?
I think it was the brothers that that had the most to do with it.
Hmm. That's a thought.
That's just the feeling that I get.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to...
I could be wrong. It wouldn't be the first time, but...
Yeah. No,
There's more to those two than
I'll
coming
tell you something.
Out.
It's better than hearing people say, yeah, she's out of sex camp. You know, she's been taken, and then...
Oh, no, she's definitely passed.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
She's definitely passed, and my feeling is that she's somewhere in the area of that tower and that hut.
Right.
You know, that's my feeling on it, but...
Hmm. All right, so now let's swing it over to daydreaming vision.
To what?
A daydream vision, where you're sitting there watching television or something, and all of a sudden you just glance right, you're staring at a wall, and all of a sudden you get a vision. You're into a daydream.
That's happened to me quite often, actually. One time that I remember really strongly was when I was still living with my parents. I was much younger. much younger. But my sister was married to a guy who was a chief in the Navy, and she was about to fly out to San Diego to meet him. And I was just sitting there, and I was, you know, watching some show that was on. I don't even remember what it was. And something caught my attention, and I kind of looked towards the door, and when I did, I saw a plane just belly down.
Right.
Belly down into, like, you know, into a field. And I looked at her, and I, you know, my parents, for the most part, and my family really didn't, you know, really go for the quote-unquote psychic stuff, end quote, with the exception of my stepfather, who was something of an intuitive himself. And I looked at my sister, and I said, look, don't take that flight.
Right.
And she laughed at me, and everybody laughed at me. Well, my dad decided he was going to... hear a noise that wasn't quite a noise as he was taking her to the airport. pull the car over and examine the car for about 20 minutes, so they missed her flight. And because he had a feeling, he didn't see me like that very often. And he just had a feeling something wasn't right. And he pulled over, and he made a big deal about checking the tires and looking under the hood and the whole thing. And he actually went and changed for the spare tire just to delay. And she got there about 10 minutes too late to get the flight. They'd already boarded. Gate was closed. And so they turned around and came back because the next flight wasn't until the following morning. So she exchanged her ticket and came back home. Matter of fact, I don't think it was more than maybe a half hour after they got home, breaking news that the plane had started takeoff, got to about 400 feet, the engine stalled, and it crashed just off the runway. No, but yeah, they had like, I think, 12 or 13 people that were sitting right over the wing section that passed. And when they released the passengers list that had passed and the seats they were in, her seat was one of the ones that the person that was in it passed.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, so...
No, that is very good. It's an amazing story. Amazing story, bud. And, you know...
Yeah, they don't come through very often, but when they do, I don't ignore them.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, you have to make note of them. You have to make
definitely
note of them. And that's exactly what I'm going to get to later on here about how to make note of them and put them in a journal form and what have you. And
awesome. Well, we're definitely tuned in, buddy, and like I said, thanks for all your hard work, and you don't know what a difference you make in people's lives, my friend.
Well, thank you so very much, Jimmy. This is just, thank you. I don't know what to
no
say.
Problem, buddy.
Yeah,
well, you take care of yourself. God bless
confused.
You and yours, and we get off here and let somebody else call in.
Yeah, well, thank you very much. You have a wonderful Easter, and say the same to your wife and little Trav, and we'll talk to you guys very soon.
All right, buddy. Take care.
God bless you. Well, that was very peaceful and very nice. I like talking to him. He's cool. You know, that is one heck of a vision. And those visions come to us regularly. Be it your Jimmy or Rob or Michael or Sally, we all have our different ways we get our visions. And just want to go back again, saying, you know, in some ways, will I have I yet or ever to see one in an awakened state, and why is that? Again, you know, visions are a part of spiritualism in every respect, just like Jimmy was talking about here a moment ago. And also, if you really look at it, in a scientific realm, because like Michael explained, he had to equate, and I'm not poking fun at you, Michael, if you listen to the show, but, you know, that is a very good thing, because you got to have balance. And in order to have balance, it's that word rationale. And we have to move forward in that direction. We can't just be all one-sided and think that Superman's going to come down and save the world. You know, visions are, again, a part of spiritualism. It's a part of each of us. And, you know, those who wish it or wish it so bad to have it, it's a gift. We just can't wish it. It comes from spirit, from God. We're given it for a reason. And the reason is for betterment. In an awakening state, many have had visions of many things, such as something what Jimmy just had, you know, or again, when I spoke with Don about having the family structure or the family, his brother, feeling that. And people feel these things, and they just tend to get that gut feeling and the vision, and it's in their third eye, or they actually see it. Like I said, you're watching television, all of a sudden you're glancing to the right, and you're looking at the wall, and you got a vision right there in front of you, and you're seeing a perpetual motion of a movie or some real-life episode that's going to happen. And it does. Having the perceiving ability to see, you know, such events is in one's soul. We become tuned. We're a fine-tuned instrument, and this is how it is for us. We may be human, but we're spiritual beings, and each of us have this ability. It's just like intuition. Each of us have a degree of this intuition within us, and some may feel more, some even feel even extremely more. Doesn't mean that, you know, one is set aside better than another. It's just how one perceives and is able to obtain this. When one has the ability to divulge the information on a real rapid scale, you know, they are doing more than what is just coincidence. They are actually seeing it And then, like, Jimmy gives that warning, and the father pulls over, changes the tire, delays the flight, and saves her life. You know, it's the hindsight, the things that we get. It's amazing. So, now, you're having visions, and you're wondering what to do. Well, you know, we can sit and ponder and...
Robbie?
Yes?
We have a caller online.
Okay, great.
You want me to put him on?
Yes.
Done.
Hello, caller. How are you?
Thank you.
How are you?
Hi, Robbie. It's Angela from Brockton.
Hello, Angela from Brockton. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm fantastic. You know what I want from you?
What do you want from me?
A vision.
I can give you one.
Great.
That's one of the reasons I called you. I called in.
Go, fantastic.
I have a good one for you.
Yes, give me a vision. Tell me something.
Okay, hold on one second. I just got to tell Jim to turn the radio down for me. Can you turn down? Jim, turn it down, please. Hi, sorry about that.
That's okay. We just charge you $5 a minute. Go ahead.
I wanted to tell you that I know one of the visions that I had before. Sometimes I get visions, and they're not exactly images, but they're color.
Right.
Because a lot of color, to me, has a lot of emotion.
Yep.
Okay. Perfect example.
But you also
would be,
know what color means, too, right? If you're able to dream
yeah,
color.
Yeah, I see auras.
Yeah.
And that kind of stuff. And sometimes people's emotion will come across to me as being like color. Is that, you know, I'm nervous. I can hear my voice.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Basically, what happened was I had a really close friend of mine. And I was talking to her, just having a conversation, and I stopped talking. I says, you need to not answer the door tomorrow when the bell rings. And she says, why? I says, I can't tell you why because I wasn't really sure. So I went and I sat down, and I analyzed what I was feeling. And I came to her and I said, you can't answer the door because if you answer the door, you're going to get hurt. You can't answer it. It's not easy. It was her ex. And the next morning, I was at work.
Right.
I got a phone call from Jimmy, and he's like, oh, my God. I'm like, what? He says, you were right. He says, you know, he came to the house and he rang the bell. She didn't go downstairs because Jim said, remember what Angela said. And when they arrested him on the front porch, he had a knife.
Ho, ho, ho.
Oh, yeah. That was pretty scary, but it was funny because the way it came across to me was I was just looking out the window.
Right.
And everything got really black.
Right.
Real dark. And I got a really bad feeling.
Yeah, so you can relate to what I was saying. Like, if you're watching television, you turn to the right and there's a vision.
Oh, definitely. And,
yeah.
And mine's more based, I'm very empathic, so mine's really based on emotion.
Right.
And that's what happened. I was like, oh, my God. And, you know, it was very scary because I knew it was bad, you know.
Yeah. This, you know, I'm going to just jump here a little bit. It's really funny because I'm getting this, but this relationship with this girl, is it on again, off again?
Yeah, I haven't talked in a while.
Yeah, but you, like, it's on again, off again. You have, you, in the past you have, and it's off, and then it's on again, then it's off, right?
Yeah, it's nothing bad that's happened between us. It's just things changed, and,
right.
You know, she's gotten busy and had children, and I've had children, and
wish
it's kind of crazy.
Humbug. You know what you're going to do? You're going to laugh at me. But, you know, oh, Rob's giving me advice. Here we go.
It's so, okay. I like your advice.
You know what you're going to do, right? You know what I'm going to say, right?
Call her again.
Yes.
Yeah, yes. I should. And I'll tell you why. She's very intuitive, and she was actually getting mentorship.
Right.
From another psychic, and the girl was just, she was ripping her off. And she's telling me the stuff that she's telling her, and I go, honey, that's not true. I says, you just need to go with what you feel.
Yeah, but you know
what? You don't need someone telling you how to feel.
But you know what? She goes to many people. That's the problem.
Yeah.
You know, you can't do that. You can't just go to one person one day, the next day, another person. Oh, my gosh, I'd be so confused, you know? You have to find the right people to listen to, and the best person to listen to is yourself.
Exactly.
You know? But you know what you're going
to
do, right?
Talk to her.
Yeah, you're going to pick up the phone and say, hi. Yes, you are.
It's funny, I've been thinking about her a lot, too.
Well, good.
And I've been thinking, it's just been, like I said, it's been. She's very busy, and she's working, like, two jobs, and she has two little ones, so it's been very difficult, but I need to get a hold of her again.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. You know, pick up the phone, and, just say, hi, happy Easter. It's not going to hurt you. You know what I mean? Like, I know somebody has to make the right move at the right time. And you know what? It's never the right time or the right move. Or
oh, she has such a beautiful person, too. Like I said, it's nothing she's done. It's just there's been so much going on. And like I said, she's a beautiful person. I love talking to her. Me and her are like best buds. I mean, I could talk to her after not talking to her almost a year and pick it up like nothing. You know, it's just been, you know, it's hard because you get a lot of stuff going on. And you know how that is. You're busy.
Yeah, definitely. But you know what? And you don't need me lecturing to you, but it's good for everybody to hear this, but that's out there listening. In life, if we pass up a moment to do anything that's really worthwhile,
mm-hmm.
how do we know that we've made that moment? So we've
exactly.
really got to look at it and take that moment and grab it and do it. So, Angela, I guess you're going to call her up, huh?
I'm going to tomorrow.
There you go.
I'm definitely going to. Because you know what? Usually when I'm thinking about something, it's because they need to talk to me.
Yeah.
And that's usually how it happens with me. But like I said, my main thing is I wanted to share that with you because I know that mainly a lot of my visions come to me across in color. And I get the emotion.
Yeah.
And then I have to usually sit back and meditate or think about what I felt.
Right.
To really interpret the vision part of it. It
right.
takes some time for me to really interpret it. And that just might be my development. But I think my visions and my feelings are very emotional based.
Right.
Because, you know, because I'm very empathic. So it's, you know, other than, you know, some of the I'm just starting to do some mediumship too and getting some of that stuff. But basically, when I first started, you know, reading, well, not reading, but just basically, you know, giving insight to people, more or less it was very, very empathic. So. And I should have better shields, but I don't.
That's good. Your heart's beating about a million miles a minute here.
Huh?
Your heart is beating about a million miles a minute.
I know. I just get nervous on the radio. I could never do the radio because I hear my voice, and I'm like, oh, my God. It's like, yeah, Jim sounded so good. I'm like, you know, you could tell you've done this.
Yeah.
But I really enjoy talking to you, Robbie. Like I said,
you
were just an awesome person.
Thank you.
Okay.
And you know what? You are too. And,
thank you.
You know, thank you for sharing that. That was just awesome. And it led right into what I want to talk about. And it just gives people a different perspective when they hear these things because then they go, wow, I can relate to it. You know what? I'm going to tell you something, Angela. There's a lot of people that listen to the show but are scared to speak up.
Exactly.
You know, and they need to hear this. There's people all over the world like this, you know. Thank you for calling me, hon.
I wanted to say one more point, and I'm sorry. I know that you had mentioned about Dawn. He's a twin, right?
Yeah.
I'm a twin also.
Right.
Yeah, I can. So what about the visions of your brothers and sisters, or your twins?
Yeah, you've had that.
That's a definite
feeling.
Thing.
Yeah.
I get
that
a lot
with
my
well.
Sister. Like, I know when she's sad or something, and I'll call her and be like, oh, are you okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, that is definitely something you get with your twins.
Right.
It's
right.
intense,
That's,
too.
Now, that would be more along the lines of an intuitive feeling, right?
Yeah.
But when you've had a vision of her being hurt.
Had a vision of her being hurt.
Right.
By her ex. I had a vision of her ex abusing her.
Right.
And they had happened, and I called her, and she was told, the next day she told me, yeah, you know, he beat her up.
Wow.
So I've had visions of that with my sister.
Right.
And she's had visions of me, like, she knew, I hadn't called her. I was in Las Vegas. I live out in Vegas, and I went into labor.
Right.
I was having a baby. I hadn't called her and told her yet, and she knew I was having
again?
A baby.
Can you say labor again?
Huh?
Can you say labor again?
Labor. You love teasing me.
Did you do that in the POC?
Huh?
Did you do that in the POC?
No, I didn't POC.
I love your accent.
Yard.
I love your accent.
Thank you, Robbie, for letting me talk to you and tell you about this.
No, thank you for calling in, hon.
No problem, you.
You have a wonderful, wonderful evening.
You too.
God bless you.
God bless you, sweetie.
Bye-bye. Yes, folks, I love her accent. That's really funny. You know, the Boston and the New Yorkers, you know, I love those accents. Brooklyn or whatever. And I don't know what it is, but I just wish I had one. And I know I'm probably talking wrong, but anyways. Yes, the show. Let's get back to it. Visions. And awakened state vision, dreaming state vision, or just, hey, looking out my window, poof, there it is. Now, you know, you are now becoming aware of something about to happen. And like Angela was talking about, she'd get that intuitive feeling about her sister. But then when she's looking out and she sees a vision in color, you know, it just happens when you're in your awake state. That's amazing, because that does happen to a lot of us. I want to get down and touch base on a few things here and how to record and what have you. Toll free, 1-888-268-4313. Give me a call, folks. Let's talk about you. It's vision night for you. The difference between daydreaming and visions. Can I really tell this? Yes, you can. And, you know, the difference is, again, I want to go over this, is when you are in a daydream part, that's like a meditation. You're in a relaxed state. And when you come out of that type of state, you feel kind of like, you know, the word I used, I think, was mellow and melancholy. Like, you know, just, But then you get to the vision part of it, and you're really intense. And this one question I should ask all the callers that called in right now was the fact that you do become drained. This does drain you because your soul is connected to the vision and what's going on. And, you know, I want to bring up this part very briefly, remote viewing. I had a little interesting conversation going on with Don and Doug there a moment ago. Remote viewing. You know, your soul becomes the attachment to the other side. And wherever you're remote viewing, this is part of you that's transcending through these, we'll call it the universe waves, to go to the other side and feel and see what's going on. It's draining. This is the part of vision as well. Imagine becoming involved in a state of emergency, you know, with your self-conscious, the intensity of it, you know, this astronomical event, it drains you rapidly, leaving you and your inner self slackened. Daydreaming is a state of collective meditating again. You know, I want to rehash this one more time. A thought that is relaxing, a break from the then and now, rather than the heightened awareness of what is about to happen in a vision. Whenever you discover this happening to you, whether it be in a dreaming state or a daydreaming state of self-consciousness, be sure to grab a pen and paper. Write it down. Keep track of it. And then later on, if you have to bookmark it and put it in a journal, do it. Or if you have your journal there, put it in. I still speak of this on each and every show, to jot everything down and, you know, see everything in details. This is not only going to allow yourself to release this to the universe. This is a great way to find your reprieve and release this to the universe. It will give you the advantage to see how you are growing in your spiritualism realm. It will. Your spiritual realm, you will see yourself grow, without a doubt. You'll be able to see, yeah, I can do it, and I did this before, and no more second guessing. No more looking back thinking I can't do this, or am I just imagining this? No. This is a part of you. It's always been there. It's just finding the key, turning it, and the acceptance. That's what it is. Now, it also gives you the opportunity to make it known in detail by writing it down in a journal, which could be an effective tool later on in helping out in a situation. Now, I want to reflect back to Jimmy's state where he had that. He told another, which is releasing the information to the universe, and that's finding the reprieve, and that significant other delayed his sister from getting on a plane. Now, that is an effective tool in the way that he approached that. We often as well need to find the reprieve from this type of situation that involves perceiving or vision type work. When we offer it up to the universe, what has been given us, we gain back that part of us that was touched. So in saying so, whether it be a close relative you tell or even in writing it down, this is the opportunity. Now, really listen, folks, this is the opportunity for you and your inner self, for a lack of a better term, to find that reprieve and let it out. You know, if we harbor these things and we keep them in, they become a burden as well. So we have to find that outlet. We have to do this. Writing it down in a journal, jotting it down on paper, taking your time to reflect, offering it up. These are things to do. Grounding. It's all a part of grounding, letting things go. People often say, what is grounding? How do I do it? This is part of it. This is a major part of it. People think grounding is sitting there, closing your eyes, putting your feet on the ground, and letting the energy go from your head down to your toe. You know, everybody has their different perspective on this, but this is the best way to do it. You relieve and let go of things. If you offer it up to the universe, don't hold it in. Let it up. Meditation's a great thing to do. It really is, most certainly. Undeniable. Do yourself a favor. Write things out. I know people say, I got to pick that pen up. I got to pick that paper up. But you know what? I've done it for years and years and years. And there's many people who have done it for years and years and years. And if you just find that beautiful, solace place that you can at least let it up, offer it up. I got asked today. I'm going to jump off topic here for a second. I got asked today when I was down in Chicago in Indiana, and we did that DVD, the three episodes there, if I released any of the spirits. And I thought, you know, there were so many in every location that would be there for at least a month in one location, just releasing spirits. It was just unbelievable. You just can't walk in and say, okay, go, get to the light, split, there's the door, you know, pack a lunch and go. You just can't do that. It's a very intense, involving spiritual moment that is very relative between you, your soul, touching and connecting with another. You know, and to find the reprieve, you have to do that. So in certain ways, prayer, that's a great healing. Offering up to a friend, talking, you know, get these emotions out. The way I did it down there was I said prayers for everyone that was involved in there. Everyone, and every night, every morning, all through the day, I was praying. That's one great way to do a release. That will help out significantly. You have to be the guiding hand in many things in life. And this is one way to do this. And the universe offers you, the guiding hand in order to turn around and accept it and say, okay, this is my porthole. This is where I can actually release everything and do it. That's for you. Toll free, 1-888-268-4313. 1-888-268-4313. Give me a call, folks. We're talking about you tonight, all about your visions and your dreams and your visions, your daydreaming visions, or, hey, just like we had Angela explain. She was sitting there, and it just happened. Can visions happen to me without doing dreams or daydreaming? This goes right into the next step. Perfect timing. Good cue. Yes, they can, and they are abrupt. Intervention of scenes played out for you right before your eyes. And when I'm saying that, it does. It happens. Many people may have not have occurrences this way, but I'm telling you, it happens like that. It's immediate. It's right in front of your eyes. Poof, there it is. It's a script that is like the Emmy Award-winning portrayal of something going to happen, and you're right there, put in the front seat, trying to figure out what the heck just happened. But it's not where you're in a dream and you can alter it, or you can jump out and jump back in. These are given to you, and it's like stating facts. This is what's going to happen, this is when it's going to happen, and this is who it's going to happen to, or people, or what have you. This type of vision is a hard way to receive from time to time. You know, it really is. But again, it is a way in which spirit travels in order to get the point across directly to you. The thing to remember is this. You're but a tool in which God chooses to use in order to sculpt his message. So think of that. You're clay. He's molding you. And spirit is moving through his fingers. This is where it comes. Spirit is the guiding hand that carves this out so that everything is in order as it should be. Visions that are apparent, that happen right before your eyes, are very intense indeed. Not many have had this happen. Again, I'm going to reiterate this. Not many have had this happen to them right out, straight out like that, but then there are many that have. The appropriate approach would be in a dream state, more relaxing for the individual. Now, you're probably saying, well, why do some get a dream? Why do they get it shown in front of them? It's like saying, why do certain family members of mine come to me in dream where my sister sees them actually when she's awake? Spirit knows who can handle what and what is given to them for that day. And we should, again, it goes right back to the point I was talking about. We should not seek and push our way to it. It is an ever-learning lesson in life. We are giving it our all, and actually God is giving it all to us. But we have to accept what is given to us, because we are chosen through Spirit, and who is to have what. And that's the way it works in this life. Some people might feel like they've been left out, or why am I not like my sister? Shouldn't feel like that. Shouldn't feel like that. Just be happy to live the day in which you live. If Spirit chooses, now here's something I want to talk about. If Spirit chooses, so to show events as they are going to happen straight out to you, this is a more, again, direct approach, and would leave one in a shocking state for learning, something about to happen in that state. It takes one back drastically. It just transcends that emotion that just goes right through you. It's riveting. It really is. And in this area, I would state, grab that journal of yours or paper and write all events down in detail so it remains fresh as you have seen it. This will allow you to divulge any information that is on paper and to relax more, knowing you have stated this as fact in this form, in this forum, or, in this respective way. Visions to look into something about to change, looking into something that is about to change the life of one or many, but a true testament that Spirit truly looks upon each of us as God's plan in the betterment of life. Now, what I mean by that is when Spirit looks upon you and gives you this chance or this opportunity to actually be the forefront, as in Jimmy, as in Michael, as in Angela, as in anybody, this is the perfect opportunity for you to grasp and put things in motion for a betterment of life for all. And this is how it is. Toll free, 1-888-268-4313. Training oneself to actually perceive these visions. Can one do this? Now, I've heard a lot of people say, can we train each other? Where can I learn? Can you school me? Can you, give me a course on this? It's not a training course of sorts. Or can we decide how to utilize this aspect of spiritualism? However, what one can do to train themselves is to actually adhere to what is proper and just within their hearts. Keeping record of events again as they happen to you, or saying thanks to God for the opportunity, is the abundant way of showing trueness in Spirit, and is giving back. You always have to give back in this life and in this universe in order to receive. That goes standard for anything in life. In giving thanks, you set aside all the proper aspects of why you are here and making this special as a one-on-one relationship with you in Spirit. Visions of things to happen is a reassurance of the other side, reaching out to inform us and guide us in situations that we are totally oblivious to otherwise. So next time you are confronted with visions that are so perpetuate in an event, be sure to take heed and allow yourself that reprieve, also by offering the information up, not only to the universe, but also to the good of all man and woman. This life we live is complicated enough. And everybody's probably sitting there going, yeah, you're right. No doubt. Day in and day out. We look at the hardships and everything that bothers us. We don't look at the good. We look at it, but we look at it in a different light. We should look at it more and abundant than we look at the bad. If we start to look focus on the good and start to put the bad things that really irk us or become burden that have been sitting on our shoulders for, what, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 months, 5 years, we'd be much better people. Start looking forward. Start looking at the things that are betterment of you in this life for everyone. I thank you so very much for listening tonight to my show on visions and how we deal with them. I wish all of you a very happy Easter and a bountiful one at that with the love of spirit.
Well now, Robbie.
Yes?
Let's, before you close your show off today,
okay.
I just wanted to see if you wanted to, well, maybe let your listeners in on what we were discussing earlier this weekend.
Oh, sorry. My reflective mind is not reflecting.
With your daughter?
Yeah, you go ahead. Can you have an intro?
With your daughter?
Oh, yes, folks. This is something else. You ain't going to believe this. You know what?
Well, why not now? I was thinking maybe somebody, we finally got all of our polo shirts here.
Yeah.
We could give someone a free BBS logo, BBS radio polo shirt.
Okay.
If they, I don't know, if give them... You know, they have to be like some caller, maybe the end of our show, or you know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay, that's cool. Folks, you have the opportunity, and it is at 5 p.m. Eastern time. Am I correct, Don? Did he slip? He slipped out, didn't he? Are you there, Don?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, that's 5 p.m. Eastern time. Am I correct?
When? Sorry.
For their show.
Yeah, I think it is, isn't it?
It's 2 p.m. 2 p.m. your time.
Correct.
Yeah, so it'll be 5 p.m. Eastern time.
Mm-hmm.
I want everyone to really, you know, have your children. This is a children's show. My two daughters, Mac and Cherish, are going to have a half an hour program where children can call in and talk about anything they like. It is a spiritual program, but it'll allow children, my daughters are 7 and 8, and allow children in that age to talk about their imaginary friends, about things they see, or just things throughout the day. It's going to be a half an hour program where they can call in every other Saturday from 5 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. Eastern time. And our inaugural day, which will be next Saturday, we can have, say, what, Don? Maybe the first two callers call in?
Sure, I like that.
The first two callers to have their children call in and speak to Mac and Cherish, and it'll be good for the kids because then we can have the children, it'll give them something to look forward to. You know, children need their out. They need their reprieve. There's the word for it. They need it as well. So they can call into the show and talk to Mac and Cherish, whatever's on their mind. Mac and Cherish will speak with them, and the first two callers will get a BBS polo shirt.
Yeah, correct, but the shirts will be large. They'll be for the adults, I think.
Yes.
Or extra large. Right.
Yes, they'll be for the adults. So, yes, folks, look for that show. It's going to be good for kids. Kids need this, too. And it's going to be fantastic. They'll love it. And Mac and Cherish are just beaming about it. They practiced, and they, you know, they love talking to kids on the phone. So I thought, you know, why not get them their own show? And, hey, here we are. Don come up with the idea, and we just kind of meshed together. It was really neat. And it's a half-an-hour program from 5 to 5:30 Eastern time every other Saturday, and it gives the kids something to do, you know, and then they can send in emails and what have you to them. We can post them up and pictures they draw or whatever, you know. We'll make something up for the Mac and Cherish show and make a little web page for them, and it'll be everybody's show. Thank you, Don. That is really something. Well, folks, again, you know, I'd like to thank you so very much for listening tonight. You rock. You really do. And, you know, I wish all of you a very happy Easter again. Lots of love and light from me to you and to yours. May your every day be fulfilled in the enlightenment of spirit. And remember, all good things are possible through God. You have just listened to another installment of A Link to Heaven Radio, where the realism and spiritualism is brought to you every Sunday right here on BBS. Thank you, everybody. God bless you. Good night.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.